You know that feeling. You're standing there, maybe staring at a menu board or scrolling through an app, stomach rumbling, trying to figure out what you actually want to eat, what fits the budget, and maybe even what won't completely blow your calorie count for the day. It's a decision with a lot of factors, right?
Absolutely. And navigating those choices, especially when you're presented with like pages of options, it can feel like a mini deep dive in itself. You're trying to quickly extract what matters most to you in that moment.
Exactly. And that's why we're taking a look at a stack of source material focused specifically on the Firehouse Subs menu. The prices, the nutritional info, the whole nine yards is presented here. Our mission in this deep dive is to unpack this source, pull out the truly surprising and useful nuggets of knowledge, and help you, our listener, cut through the list and understand what's really there. We're going beyond just reading the items and diving into what the numbers tell us.
Yeah, and what's fascinating here is how digging into the details like calorie counts and prices across sizes can completely change your perspective on a menu you might think you already know. This source gives us the raw data to do just that.
Okay, let's unpack this Firehouse Subs menu source and see what stands out. Welcome to the deep dive.
Let's do it. See what secrets this menu holds.
So, the source presents itself as an updated look at the 2024-25 Firehouse Subs menu. It promises, variety from classic comfort food to specialty items, focusing on fresh ingredients and a satisfying, affordable experience within their Firehouse-themed restaurants. It's important to note, though, the source adds a disclaimer. This info is collected from various places, and you should probably confirm details with your local restaurant before placing a big order.
Right, smart advice. Details can definitely vary location to location. And that disclaimer is a crucial piece of context, really. It tells us this is a general snapshot based on available information, which is exactly what a deep dive into a source is all about, understanding the information as presented and its potential limitations.
Agreed. So where does this source really start to give us detail? It jumps right into the specialty hot subs. This feels like the heart of the Firehouse experience, right?
Seems like it, yeah. That's usually their main draw.
The sizes are helpfully defined here. Small at 4 inches, medium at 7, 8 inches, and large at a substantial 11, 12 inches.
And for each of these, the source provides the calorie count and price per size, which allows us to really compare apples to apples, or perhaps, brisket to turkey.
Let's dive into a few of these because the numbers, they tell a story. The Smokehouse Beef and Cheddar Brisket leads the list. Small is 450 cal at $6.99. Medium jumps to 890 cal at $11.89. But the large, whoa, it hits a whopping 1500 cal at $14.89.
Wow, yeah, that large brisket number immediately grabs your attention. 1500 calories is, well, it's a significant portion of many people's daily recommended intake. If you're grabbing this for lunch, that single sub is likely your main fuel for the day, maybe even more. It just shows how much food is packed into that large size.
No kidding. Compare that to, say, the sweet and spicy meatball, small 480 cal, $5.89, medium 80 cal, $9.49, large 1380 cal, $12.49, or the turkey bacon ranch, small 420 cal, $6.29, medium 830 cal, $10.29, large 1440 cal, $13.29. The Firehouse meatball is similar, small 460 cal, $5.89, medium 840 cal, $9.49, large 1310 cal. Interestingly, the source doesn't list a price for the large Firehouse meatball here.
Yeah, that missing price is a small gap in the source's data, isn't it? But we still see the calorie progression, and it's valuable to see the meatball options landing in a similar calorie range to some of the turkey or beef options for the large size. Often, meatballs are assumed to be among the heaviest, but here they're actually slightly below the brisket and turkey bacon ranch for the large.
Interesting point. Okay, moving down the list, spicy Cajun chicken, small 360 cal, $5.59, medium 710 cal, $9.39, large 1170 cal, $12.39. The engineer, small 350 cal, 500 cal and 69 cents, large 1120 cal, $12.69, large 1120 cal, $12.69. I like that name, engineer.
Yeah, catchy.
Firehouse steak and cheese, small 420 cal, $6.69, medium 840 cal, $10.99. Large 1400 cal, $13.89.
Yeah. So looking at that group, the engineer and spicy Cajun chicken kind of stand out, right? They're on the lower end of the calorie spectrum for large specialty subs, hovering around 1100, 1200 calories. That's notably less than the steak and cheese or that brisket we started with. So if you want a large sub but are trying to keep the calories a bit lower within this category, well, those numbers kind of point you in a direction.
Good point. Then there's the Firehouse Hero. Small 400 cal, $6.79. Medium 790 cal, $10.59. Large 1180 cal, $13.59. Hook and ladder. Small 360 cal, $5.49. Medium 720 cal, $9.59. $12.49. Another cool name, Hook and Ladder.
Classic Firehouse theme.
Then there's the Italian. Small 360 cal, $5.79. Medium 930 cal, $9.59. Large 1140 cal, $12.59. Whoa, hang on. That Italian small to medium calorie jump is wild. 360 to 930. It's nearly a 600 calorie increase for just a few inches more sub.
Yeah, that calorie jump on the Italian is definitely an outlier in the source's data. It immediately makes you wonder about the composition, doesn't it? Is it significantly more meat? A lot more cheese? Does the bread to filling ratio change dramatically? Without a breakdown of ingredients in the source, the calorie number itself is the big takeaway. That medium Italian packs a disproportionately large calorie punch compared to many other medium subs. If you just assumed all medium subs scale up evenly from smalls, well, this one tells you to look closer.
Fascinating how the data reveals those surprises. Okay, we also have Jamaican jerk turkey. Small 360 cal, $5.69. Medium 720 cal, $9.39. Large 1140 cal, $12.39. NY steamer. Small 360 cal, $6.29. Medium 730 cal, $9.89. Large 1190 cal, $12.89. Small 419 cal, $6.99. Medium 810 cal, $9.09. Large 1340 cal, $13.99.
So summing up the large specialty hot subs from this source, you're generally looking at a calorie range from, what, roughly 1120 for the engineer, all the way up to that 1500 calorie brisket. Price-wise, they mostly cluster between about $12.39 and $14.89 for the large size. Knowing that spread helps you calibrate expectations, whether you're prioritizing fullness, calories, or, you know, cost.
Great overview. Now, the source shifts gears a bit to kids' box combos. These all seem to have a fixed price of $5.49, according to this. The options are hot meatball at 385 cal, hot ham and provolone at 285 cal, hot grilled cheddar cheese at 465 cal, and hot turkey and provolone at 245 cal.
It's interesting to see the calorie range just within the kids' options there. The turkey and provolone at 245 is quite low, definitely suitable for a smaller appetite, but that grilled cheese, 465 calories, is surprisingly high for a kid's meal, actually. More than some of the small adult subs we just listed. It just shows that kids' menu doesn't automatically mean low calorie.
That grilled cheese number is a definite eye-opener in that section.
Yeah.
Okay, the source then groups some other options under a heading that includes hot and cold duo. It seems to list items that might be available either way, plus some other standard subs. Oddly, the source actually lists pastrami and tuna salad twice in this specific section. A little glitch there, maybe.
Duplication aside, this section gives us a look at some other core choices, perhaps less specialty, but still popular ones.
Let's run through them quickly, because there are some key calorie points here, too.
Mm.
Pastrami. Small 370 cal, $5.19. Medium 720 cal, $9.19. Large 1110 cal, $12.19. Corned beef. Small 380 cal, $5.19. Medium 740 cal, $9.19. Large 1140 cal, $12.19. Pretty similar. Tuna salad. Small 460 cal, $4.99. Medium 910 cal, $9.09. Large 1550 cal, $12.19. Wait a second. 1550 calories for the large tuna salad? That's the highest number we've seen yet.
Mm-hmm.
Even higher than the brisket.
Whoa. Yeah, that large tuna salad is definitely the heavyweight champion in terms of calories based on this source. By a fair bit, too. It immediately suggests a high-fat content, right? Likely from the mayonnaise or whatever binding agents they use. If you're looking at calories, this is a critical piece of information. It might not be the light option you automatically expect from a cold salad protein. It's a prime example of why checking the numbers really matters.
Agreed. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Okay, grilled chicken breast. Small 370 cal, $5.19. Medium 740 cal, $9.19. Large 1130 cal, $12.19. Smoked turkey breast. Small 340 cal, $4.99. Medium 680 cal, $8.99. Large 1040 cal, $11.99. Now compare that smoked turkey to the tuna salad. At 1040 calories for the large, the smoked turkey is the lowest calorie large adult sub listed in the entire source so far.
That's a huge difference over 500 calories between the large smoked turkey and the large tuna salad. That's massive. It really highlights how the preparation and accompanying ingredients can impact the nutritional profile far more than just the type of protein. If minimizing calories on a large sub is your goal, the smoked turkey is the clear winner based only on this data provided.
Absolutely clear winner there. And finally in this section, cold Italian. A small 470 cal, $5.49. Medium 940 cal, $9.49. Large 1450 cal, $13.49. Another calorie-dense option, particularly the large. And notice the medium cold Italian is actually slightly more calories than the medium hot Italian we saw earlier, 940 versus 930.
Yeah, that little discrepancy between the hot and cold versions of the Italian is another detail that makes you wonder about the ingredients or preparation listed in the source. Could be different toppings, maybe. It just reinforces the idea that even seemingly similar items can have significant nutritional differences. The cold Italian, especially the large, is clearly a substantial meal choice calorie-wise, no doubt about it.
Okay, so beyond individual subs, this source also details the catering combo meal menu. This whole section gives you a sense of options for feeding a crowd, like for an office or party. Rookie and Lieutenant boxes are listed with standard and deluxe tiers, priced from about $12 to $14 per box. Seems reasonable for a boxed lunch. Then there are various platters, standard and deluxe subs, platters, and platter packs ranging from $80 up to $126.
Right, that spread suggests they cater to different group sizes and maybe offer different levels of subs or included sides in those deluxe and platter pack options. It seems like a pretty comprehensive list for planning events or office lunches.
It really is quite detailed. They've also got dessert platters, combo, brownie, and cookie platters priced from around $42 to $54, can't forget dessert, and various salad platters, both chopped and classic in standard and deluxe versions, running from about $73 to $80. Plus combo platters mixing subs and salads or subs and snacks priced in the $60s and $70. Lots of mixing and matching potential.
Yeah, the catering menu clearly offers flexibility, covering savory mains, sides, and desserts for larger groups. It's interesting how detailed the source is here, right down to listing beverages and even hot sauce.
Yes, right at the bottom of the catering list. Gallon sweet tea for $9.49 and Captain Hot Sauce for $10.49. I have to admit, I wasn't expecting to see their signature hot sauce available in what seems like a catering-sized quantity.
Huh. That's a quirky but potentially very useful detail if you're a fan of the sauce or, want to replicate the firehouse experience at home for a party. Good catch.
Definitely a fun detail. Okay, let's look at the individual dessert and side items listed because there's
Yep.
some significant numbers here too, calorie-wise. A single brownie is $1.79, but 430 cal. That's quite a bit for one brownie.
Yeah, it is.
Chips are $1.69 for 240 cal. The chocolate chip cookie is $1.29 for 310 cal. Also not insignificant. Firehouse chili is $4.99 and 300 cal. Five cheese mac and cheese is $4.59 and 380 cal. A side salad is $4.29 and only 60 cal. It's a big difference.
Huge difference, yeah.
Loaded potato soup is $4.99 and 380 cal. And foundation drinks, like from the soda fountain, are listed at small $2.69, but then confusingly say one bottle 430 cal, which must vary greatly by drink type. Right, that seems like maybe an error or an example.
Yeah, that one bottle 430 cal seems off for a fountain drink price point. Probably refers to a specific bottled option or is just poorly phrased in the source. But looking at the other side numbers, you're right. Some sides are nearly as calorie dense as a small sub. That brownie at 430 calories is pretty substantial for a single dessert add-on. The mac and cheese and loaded potato soup are also significant caloric additions at 380 each. The side salad, by contrast, is a genuinely low-calorie option to add to a meal or have on its own. Understanding these side numbers is really key to managing the total calorie count of your order.
Totally. Okay, now the source has a section with a bit of a curious title, 500 calorie salad. What's interesting, based on the actual data listed below it, is that most, if not all, of the salads they list in this section are actually well below 500 calories.
Ah, yeah. That discrepancy between the section title and the listed items is a critical observation from the source. It's kind of weird. It might mean the title is like a maximum guideline, or perhaps aspirational, but the reality, based on the numbers provided, is that these are generally much lower calorie options than 500.
Let's look at them real quick. Salad with grilled chicken, $9.89, 280 cal. Firehouse salad with ham, $9.89, 290 cal. The basic firehouse salad, $6.99, only 130 cal. That's super low. Salad with turkey, $9.89, 220 cal. Firehouse hook ladder salad, $9.89, 250 cal. Italian with grilled chicken, $9.89, 410 cal. That's the highest one, but still under 500.
Exactly. So within this section, supposedly titled 500 calorie salad, the actual calorie range for the individual items is from 130 calories for the basic salad up to 410 calories for the Italian with grilled chicken. And notice how consistently the poutine salads are priced at $9.89, while the basic one is less at $6.99. Makes sense. If you're looking for a lower calorie main option from Firehouse, these salads, despite the potentially misleading section title, are significantly lower in calories than most of the medium or large subs we discussed earlier.
That's a really useful takeaway for you, the listener. If you're trying to find lighter fare, look specifically at this section and the individual calorie counts, not just the heading. The source wraps up with a few additional notes. It confirms a printable PDF menu is available that specifies it's a 2023-2024 version, which might have slight differences from the 2024-25 details provided elsewhere in the source. good to keep in mind.
Yeah, versioning matters.
There's a short FAQ addressing things like varying hours by location and platter prices depending on the type. Pretty standard stuff.
And importantly, it confirms that gluten-free bread rolls are available at all U.S. and Canada locations. However, it explicitly states that other menu items are not guaranteed gluten-free, which is a vital piece of information for anyone managing celiac disease or gluten sensitivity. It means you can bit the bread, but need to be cautious about fillings or potential cross-contamination.
That gluten-free detail is a really practical nugget from the source.
Yeah, very helpful for some folks. The conclusion of the source kind of summarizes by reinforcing the idea of tasty subs, fresh ingredients, focus on quality, and the whole five house theme. It mentions healthy and flexible choices, which, you know, we saw evidence of in the salad section and the range of sizes. It calls it a delectable, filling feast.
Sounds about right for a conclusion. That summary feels like the source's overall message, reinforcing their brand and menu strengths. But our deep dive, by looking at the specific numbers and details provided, gives you the power to assess what filling or healthy might mean for you personally based on the concrete data in this source.
Exactly. So for you, our listener, this deep dive into this Firehouse Subs menu source material has hopefully given you a clearer picture. We looked at the variety of subs, the sizes, how the calories and prices change, sometimes dramatically, with size, the catering options, the sides, and their sometimes surprising calorie counts, and the salads, noting that interesting discrepancy in the section title. We pulled out the key nuggets only from the source material you provided.
Yeah, and what's fascinating here is that the menu isn't just a list of food items, it's really a collection of data points. And when you analyze that data, it reveals insights about portion sizes, nutritional profiles, price scaling, all sorts of things. It gives you the tools to make a truly informed decision tailored to your needs, whether you're budget conscious, calorie aware, or just, you know, curious about what goes into that favorite sub.
Absolutely. And it leads to a final thought for you to consider. Given the wide-ranging calories we uncovered, from that really low-calorie side salad and small turkey sub, all the way up to the 1,500-plus calorie large brisket and tuna, and even considering the section titled 500-calorie salad, containing items well below that number, how much does knowing this specific nutritional information, extracted from sources like this one, influence the choices you actually make when you're standing there ready to order?
Yeah, that's a good question. Something to ponder next time you're facing any menu, really.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.